All right, I'm up here at the Hornbake Mall on the third floor, and the broadcasting that we're at here. Mm-hmm. And I'm here with my buddy Mike. Mike, yeah. Tell us what we're doing here today.
Yeah, my name is Michael Henry, and I'm one of the full-time staff here at the Broadcasting Archives in the Hornbake Library Building. We're a research library devoted to the history of radio intelligent broadcasting. So for our contribution to Maryland Day is to put on a radio play using people who come in, the kids and their families who come in for, to participate in Maryland Day. So it's a small two-page, two-minute play that we've composed. And some people we recruit for the acting parts, and some people we recruit for the sound effect parts. We're trying to show them how radio plays were done in the 1930s and 40s before television, when they actually did radio broadcasting live with scripts in hand, while others were doing sound effects to make the sounds to go along with the dialogue. And it's always a very popular activity, and we do it all throughout the day during Maryland Day.
Great. How many times are we going to do that today, you think?
Probably 10 to 15 times.
Good.
And what we usually do is I orient the people to the activity, describe the acting parts, describe the sound effects parts, and then we cast it. And then once we have it all cast, we do it twice. Do the script twice, once as a rehearsal, so they can get a rundown on it, and then we do it again and we record it, so that my colleague Chuck can play it back for them, so that they can hear how it sounds all put together, and they use their imagination to create an image in their mind's eye, to see how it works.
Fantastic, great, thank you. I'm here at Hornbake Library with Chuck at the broadcasting room here. To see what he's got to say.
Hey, yeah, I'm Chuck Howell, the curator of the Library of American Broadcasting here in the Broadcasting Archives, and Mike already gave you a pretty good rundown of the radio show activity we do. I run the soundboard for that, so we have two microphones, one for the cast and one for the sound effects, and I have a mixing board so I can kind of bring people in and out. And then when it's all over and done with, we listen to it. Everybody gets a big kick out of hearing themselves, and then I... still using old-fashioned cassettes, but we make everybody who wants one a copy of their radio debut that they can take home with them. And hopefully next year we'll be a little more high-tech and do this digitally, but we're still using cassettes this year.
All right.
We've actually had a couple little kids ask us, what are those? What? And then a couple parents say, oh, we threw our cassette player out. So, we're actually starting to email people sound files now, but
yeah,
we'll be all digital next year, we hope.
That's great. Thank you, Chuck.